Also brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, by the Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, by the Molson Locker, by John Probasco at Weber Real Estate in Centerville, and by Pete Harkness, Chevrolet, Buick, and Pontiac in Centerville, as well as People State Bank in Albia and Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. And now live to Gary, Nebraska, Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray.
Welcome to area baseball fans. Albia, Centerville, Meridian, Moulton, they bring their best, the state champions from the 14-year-old Babe Ruth to Gehring, Nebraska. We are live from the Oregon Trail Park in Gehring, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair here with you and Brad Gray. How are we doing, Brad?
Well, so far we didn't start off too good, but we're doing good.
We had a little technical difficulty getting our equipment set up, folks, and we are underway in the first inning. The Rathman area Rebels are the visitors, and we are playing against a powerhouse Scotts Bluff, Nebraska team, Nebraska State champions. The Rathman area Rebels went down 1-2-3 in the first inning, and we'll give you the lineups here as we are in between the home half and the visitor half in the first inning. For the Rathman area Rebels, the visitors, batting first and playing left field, Jackson Boyles. Batting second, Blake Bear, he's the second baseman. Caleb Gray pitching today for the Rebels, and he will bat third, cleaning up shortstop Victor Sanders, followed by number 23, the center fielder, Hugh Sinclair. Kristen Long will catch and bat sixth, batting seventh, Zach Betcher at first base. Colt Kirby will be your third baseman. He bats eighth. And batting ninth, right fielder Devin Glosser. Your reserves for the Rathman area Rebels are Tyler Berry, Quinn McClurg, Daniel Bunnell, Jevin Jensen, Tyler Knapp. They are coached by Brad DeMoss, John Boyles, and manager Bill Anderson. So once again for the Rathman area Rebels, it's Boyles, Bear, Gray, Sanders, Sinclair, Long, Betcher, Kirby, and Glosser. Brad, do you want to go through the Scotts Bluff lineup card there?
Yes, Scotts Bluff, we have the pitcher, Jack Hines. He'll be leading off. Batting second is Rob Cantrell. He'll be out in left field. We have Joe Loafing out playing third base. We have Matt Mickey playing catcher. Ty Benson will be at short. Eric Olson will be in left field. And Kyle Mueller is on second. Chandler Ferguson will be the first baseman. Then we have Brad Duron playing right field. Now stepping in, we have for Nebraska, the pitcher, Jack Hines.
Give you guys a little feel back home for the beautiful day that we're enjoying here in Gehring, Nebraska. We're bringing you live Rathman area 14-year-old All-Stars, the Iowa State champions, playing in Gehring, Nebraska against neighboring Scotts Bluff, the Nebraska State champion. First pitch by Caleb Gray, high and outside. We got a 1-0 count to start the bottom of the first inning. It's Rathman area versus Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Outside again for the second ball of the count. 2-0 on the pitcher for Scotts Bluff, Jack Hines. Beautiful ballpark here, Brad, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's very beautiful out here. You see the bluffs out in the background. It's a very nice facility. Well-kept field.
Hines swings through a pitch there. Off-speed delivery by Caleb Gray. Count now 2-1. Beautiful stadium here. We're enjoying a 90-degree, bright, sunshiny day. A few puffy cumulus clouds up there in the sky, but another beautiful day out here in western Nebraska. Off-speed delivery by Caleb Gray there, and once again, the pitcher, Jack Hines, swings right through it, evening the count at 2-2. Gray's in his windup. Looks like he's going to try to blow this one past him. Just about did there. A little bit late on the swing with Hines. He fouls it back to the screen, and we're going to do it again, 2-2. We're bringing you a live Rathman area baseball action. The 14-year-olds from Rathman area were the state champions. They're competing here at the regional tournament in Gehring, Nebraska. High and outside there. That delivery for Caleb Gray. Full count now on the first Scotts Bluff, Nebraska batter that the Rathman area hurler Caleb Gray is facing. Swing and a miss. A strike. strikeout to start the game for Caleb Gray, number 37 for the Rathbun area Rebels. Gets back up on top of the mound. He's going to go up against their center fielder this time, Rob Cantrill. Really a nice piece of throwing it in the strike zone and off speed there.
Yes, he's trying to fool the hitters a little bit, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, if Caleb can keep that off speed delivery over the plate, I think we're going to see a low scoring game here for Scotts Bluff. Grounder to the third baseman, handled out by three steps. Nice stretch by Zach Fetcher. Really good play there. Nice job there by Colt Kirby. Colt Kirby at third base.
Nice little Candy Hopper came up to him pretty good.
Yeah.
Come up throwing, made a nice throw.
Throws across the diamond. Zach Fetcher, very good defensive first baseman. And really showed some power at the state tournament too, Brad.
Yes, he did.
Set it up for you guys again. If you're just tuning in, it's Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live baseball action. It's the 14-year-old Rathbun area All-Stars, the Iowa State champions in Gearing, Nebraska, going up against the Nebraska state champion, Scotts Bluff. We're at the one-out point in the bottom of the first inning. Scotts Bluff is the home team, and they bat with no score. High and tight on that delivery. We've got a 2-0 count. 2-0 count. Fastball up and in there. I like that pitch to maybe set things up off the plate there, Brad.
I don't know if you meant to do it, but we'll say you did.
No score here, first inning. It's Rathbun area. Now there's a blooper to the right fielder and handled nicely by Devin Glossy. He came in about a step too far on it, but he got a beat on it. It was hit right at him, and he hauls it in for a 1-2-3 inning for Rathbun area. And we'll go back to the station right now and reset our lineups. We're going to bring you the second inning action live from Gearing, Nebraska, Oregon Trail Park, when we come back.
Just call 800-754-8198. That's 800-754-8198. Again, 800-754-8198.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose. Then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-306-9494. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-306-9494. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-306-9494. That's 1-877-306-9494.
Dina Mickey, okay. You're going to do it. Okay, Tom, are we back live?
Yes, we are. Go. Oh.
All right, we're back live. Live baseball action. No score. Top of the second inning, leading off for the Rathbun area Rebels. The 14-year-old Iowa State champs in this scoreless second inning is Victor Sanders Jr. He takes outside on the first, over on the second, and we've got a 1-1 count, Brad.
Yep.
The Rathbun area Rebels mowed their way through the state championship with a hard-fought win over Ottumwa in the championship game. A really good Burlington team they beat over there, too, and really played well in the heat, Brad.
Yes, we had an extra inning game against Davis County, and that was a 9-inning game and really hot that really helped to win that one. I think that kind of set us up so he wasn't so wore out coming through the loser's bracket.
Sanders grounds to the second baseman. Handled, and he's out by a step. Really good hustle there by Victor Sanders.
Yes, he got down the line real good. Little recap what happened in the first inning. Jackson Royals flied out to the right fielder, and then Blake Bear grounded to third, and then Caleb Gray, he flew out to left just for so his parents and grandparents couldn't be here. wondering what happened there. So
through the first half of the second inning, we still haven't had a base runner in this ball game. Hugh Sinclair, the center fielder for Rapid area, comes to the plate, takes outside and high for ball one. Ball one on the Rathbun area center fielder, Hugh Sinclair. We're bringing it live to you from Gearing, Nebraska, Oregon Trail Park. Sinclair fouls off to the right side. Hugh Sinclair, one of the speedy boys here on the Rathbun area Rebels. Really a team with a nice balance of speed, Brad.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of good speed out there.
Good speed on the bench, too. If we get some of our big guys on, we can pinch run for them. There's a grounder to the shortstop, a high chopper. Sinclair's hustling down the line and out by a half a step. So we've got two outs now, no score. Top of the second inning, it's the Rathbun area Rebels against the Scotts Bluff Nebraska team, the Nebraska state champion.
You don't have very many pitch count this inning. We need to make him work a little bit, I think.
Tristan Long steps up to the plate, the right-handed batter, holds it down on the knob. Over but high for ball one. Right-handed pitcher here for Scotts Bluff, Jack Hintz. Hintz is a lanky 14-year-old, probably stretches up there about 5'8", 5'9", wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's probably about my height.
We are blessed, folks, with the Gearing, Nebraska Police Department has an old radar gun in the next broadcast booth over from us. And I can tell you that delivery was outside at 67 miles per. So we see any blistering pitches coming in there. We'll give you the speed on the gun, too. 67 on that last pitch, Brad.
Yeah. Because that thing down below us is off, ain't it? Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a first baseman of the game. Tristan Long works a two-out walk, bringing up the first baseman, Zach Betcher. Betcher really showed some nice power there at the later games in the state tournament.
Yeah, so when he hits it deep.
So we'll set it up for you again here. We're scoreless in the top of the second. Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, the home team against the visiting Rathbun area Rebels. Popped up on the infield by Betcher.
It's a little trouble, man.
A little trouble.
Nobody punched it.
It was a fluke. It's between the second baseman and the right fielder. And Tristan Long winds up on third base on that little pop-up there, Brad.
Yes, he was doing good. He ran.
Three players could have caught that ball, folks, but nobody called it. Nobody wanted it. Just barely too deep, really, for the second baseman.
Yeah. He was hoping for help, and the right fielder didn't.
He didn't really come.
He didn't want no piece of it for whatever reason.
Okay, here comes Colt Kirby, the third baseman, made a nice play there to start the first inning for Rathbun area. See if Colt Kirby can put Rathbun area on the board here. First and third, two outs. Wide to the right, kind of way outside.
Deep backstop here, so any pass ball, you're going to score somebody from third really easy.
Yeah, I'll tell you about the dimensions of the field, folks. We're at Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. We're at 325 down the lines, 360 to deep short. There is loads of room, I mean loads of room down both lines. There are probably 60 feet between the dugouts and the lines of the field. There's ball two to Colt Kirby. Colt Kirby, you know, anything could happen here. Pass ball. A lot of good things could happen here for Rathbun area. Put them on the board here. We got a scoreless tie right here in the top of the second inning. Two outs for Rathbun area. A swing and a miss by Kirby there. It looked like a really good off-speed pitch there by Jack Heinz. So, 2-1's your count.
I guess one of the coaches, Eric Knapp, couldn't be here. He's at a football camp, and he just wanted a little love from Nebraska because he's missing being here.
Well, hey, Coach Knapp, we're bringing it to you live here from Gearing, Nebraska. There's a swing and a miss, a curveball, really nice off-speed delivery. So a couple off-speed deliveries there had Kirby fooled, Brad.
Yep. Got a 2-2 count here. Need a good ball put in play right here and make him put a little pressure on him.
We got Long at third. We got Betcher at first. It's Rathbun area threatening here with two outs in the top of the second inning. A scoreless tie. There goes the runner, and...
Oh, call strike three.
Call strike three. I'm sure that the Rathbun area Rebels will disagree with that, but that's really not a pitch that you would ask for your third baseman to swing at, Brad.
It's a little bit inside, yeah.
So a little bit of a brushback pitch, but hey, a tight strike zone, or a big strike zone leads to a fast game, and I'm sure our pitcher will get those calls as well. So to cap batting, we had no runs on
one hit,
one walk, and two men left on base. No errors in that inning for the Scotts Bluff Nebraska State Champions. All right, we'll have a little shout-out here, Brad. Do you know who Dina Mickey is?
No, I just met her when she walked up here.
Well, Dina Mickey is either a cousin or a sister-in-law of Camilla Williamson, and she would like to shout-out to all of her friends and relatives back home in Albia. I think she's a former Iowan. So, Dina Mickey, you just shouted out to everybody at KIIC Radio, and you can listen live at KIICradio.com to this wonderful baseball broadcast. And Brad, I got to apologize right now. I'm really not a baseball guy. I'm more of a wrestler guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do the best I can with what
what
slim talent that I have here.
Doing a great job.
Well, we got a lot of great sponsors that I want to mention. That we've got Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance, helped sponsor this Rathman area team. Tracy Cassidy, the Monroe County Recorder. Mike Judge, Chiropractic. Steve Goodlow, Law Offices. Moorhead Auctions and Appraisals. Some of our sponsors that we'll be going through here as the day progresses. Well, we're moving to the bottom of the second inning, folks. It's a scoreless tie. It's Rathman area versus Scotts Bluff. It's the 14-year-old state champion from Iowa and the 14-year-old state champion from Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. No score, and leading it off for Scotts Bluff gets their catcher, Matt Mickey. Matt Mickey, the catcher for Scotts Bluff. And he takes over for a strike. Strike one.
Hit the outside corner there.
Yeah, Caleb's really hitting his spots and liked the way he's throwing that off-speed stuff. Over below for ball one. 1-1 here. Rathman area, 0. Scotts Bluff, 0. We're just underway. Bottom of the second inning here from Gearing, Nebraska. Foul back to the screen on a nice overhand fastball there by Caleb Gray. And Mickey's now in the count. 1-2. Really probably be looking for something off-speed here, Brad. Try to strike him out maybe with a curve in the dirt or something low. Strike out. He's playing with a curveball.
Called that one good, Joe.
36-mile-an-hour curveball is hard to catch up with when you're seeing the 65-mile-an-hour fastball the pitch right before. And that's how you set him up, Brad.
Yeah.
You know, you
got to mix your pitches up. That's just a smart way to go. You'll last a little longer and go deeper in the game if necessary. And
if you can get your off-speed stuff over and change your deliveries, you're gonna have a really good day.
Victor does a good job at that too. He always mixes up his pitches a little bit, and that's why he can go so deep into the game if necessary when he pitches.
Well, it's a wonderful baseball tradition, and there's a single to the center fielder, Hugh Sinclair, and he's up with it into second base. So there's your first base runner for Scotts Bluff. With one out, it's a single by their shortstop, Ty Benson. Kind of an in-between soft liner there, Brad.
Yeah. Another couple foot deeper, and I think you would have had that.
A couple foot deeper, you would have had it. And the one of those hit right to him, too. Those are the hardest to judge for an outfielder.
Yes. Now, Scotts Bluff, for those who don't know, we're in Gearing, but Scotts Bluff is just 5 miles from here, or 5 minutes. It's just connected, so they didn't have much of a commute.
I'd say those boys all stayed in their own beds last night.
Yes.
And here's a squibber to the first baseman, and nobody covering, so we're going to have first and second with one out. Kind of a swinging bunt there, Brad. He's been right past the pitcher, and he couldn't quite get to it. The first baseman ran over and grabbed it. They wouldn't have time to get the runner, but nobody covering first.
Yep. So perfect placement.
Yeah, that'd be a swinging bunt hit. We'll score that one hit, and so does the official score. So the second consecutive hit for Scotts Bluff, and they've got something going on here in this scoreless game in the bottom of the second inning. There's an outside corner pitch, and Gray catches that corner, and it's 0-1. On the Scotts Bluff batter, Eric Olson, their left fielder.
Need a nice little grounder to the third baseman, step on the bag, go one.
A little comebacker to the pitcher. Yeah, maybe a 1-6-3 double play. I thought we ordered that up.
You're good.
Over but low, so the count goes to 1-1 on Scott's Bluff left fielder, Eric Olson. Caleb Gray on the mound for Rathman Area Rebels. He's pitching with men on first, the second, and one out outside. 2-1 your count now. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Scott's Bluff is the home team, and we're bringing it live to you from Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. Scoreless right now. Really good pitch there by Caleb Gray.
Time to chase that. High strike.
And I called that wrong. We got Kyle Mueller, the second baseman up there right now,
yeah.
Brad.
Yep, Kyle Mueller, yep.
Kyle Mueller, that's not Olson. Mueller steps in with a 2-2 count. Gray comes with a fastball.
You just missed.
Just missed the outside corner, and the count is full. With one out, Brad, do you think that the Scotts Bluff manager will have his kids running here?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll find out here. They're not, and it's ball four. So the bases are loaded. We've got one out. There'll be a play at the plate, and Tristan Long goes out to check in with Caleb Gray, let him know that everything's okay. But they're going to have a meeting on the mound. Colt Kirby comes in from third. And Blake Bear comes in from second. Shortstop Victor Sanders and first baseman Zach Betcher make up the rest of the infield. Your outfield, we've got Jackson Boyles over on the left, Hugh Sinclair in center, and Devin Glosser anchoring things for the Rathman Area Rebels in right. First offering to Chandler Ferguson, the first baseman for Scotts Bluff, is wide. Ball one. Ball one. Caleb Gray hurling here for the Rathman Area Rebels. Soft liner to the first baseman. He makes the grab. Back to first, second base, double play.
All right.
And Rathman Area Rebels out of it. Both Scott Fetcher just made an all-star play. A soft liner in between first and second. He was holding the runner on first, broke off the bag just when the pitch was being delivered, and jumped, grabbed the soft liner just before it hit the ground. Was alert enough to flip it over to second base, shortstop covering, and a nifty double play started by the first baseman, Zach Fetcher.
Yeah, that was a nice play.
Excellent.
He's an excellent first baseman. Nothing gets by him.
Well, folks, as we go to the third inning then, we finish two. It's Rathman Area 0, Scotts Bluff 0 in a pitcher's duel, and we'll bring you more live baseball action right after this.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
And we're back with live baseball action from Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. It's Brad Gray and Joe Sinclair with you, bringing you live baseball action. It's the 14-year-old Rathman Area All-Stars. Devin Glosser steps in for Rathman Area to start the third inning of this scoreless game. Glosser, the right fielder for Rathman Area, takes outside for balls one and two. He's up. Excuse me.
First one was a strike.
They called that first one a strike. So it's a 1-1 count on Devin Glosser.
That last one's a curveball just missed outside.
Really nice balance of players from Rathman Area. Moulton, Moravia, Centerville, and Albia, all well represented from the Rathman Area Babe Ruth League. Glosser swings right through the 70-mile-an-hour fastball. I got to look around the corner, Brad, to see how fast these pitches are coming in. But this Scott's Bluff hurler is really bringing the heat. 65 on that delivery. 2-2 your count now on Devin Wasser, the right fielder for Rathman Area. It's Rathman Area 0, Scott's Bluff, Nebraska State Champion 0. Visiting Rathman Area, high on off-speed pitch there. Visiting Rathman Area is 685 miles away from home. We should see the ball fly a little bit better, folks, at home than we would at our Centerville, Albia, Moravian Molt Field, because we are about 3,000 feet higher. We got a leadoff walk by Devin Wasser. Elevation here at Gary, Nebraska is 3,900 feet, right at 2,900, 3,000 feet higher than what we have back home in Appanoose, Monroe, and Davis County.
Humidity is a lot nicer here.
Very nice. You know, it's 90 degrees, folks, but it feels like it feels at home when it's 75.
Yeah.
So leadoff hitter, Jackson Bull's in there with one out, and the ball gets away from us, the first baseman on a throw over, and Devin Wasser standing up at second base, and Rathman Area is threatening. With nobody out, we got Devin Wasser on second base. Jackson Boyle looks over to manager coach Billy Anderson to get the sign.
It's good to have your leadoff hitter up. You got a guy on second with no outs.
Boyle's a wiry outfielder. He can really handle the bat, too. Pretty early in the game, but don't be surprised for manager Anderson to be trying anything with his leadoff hitter up there, Brad.
Yep. Umpire's a little fussy on that, and I thought they might get that call there, but they didn't. That's good for us.
Ball one there, over below on Jackson Boyle. He stands in there, heading to count 1-0. Outside on the second delivery, it's 2-0. Boyle's looking over at the third base coach, is manager Bill Anderson. Brad DeMoss over there at first base. So there's one right down central.
John Boyle's on the bench. He's the third manager here today.
Tyler Knapp wasn't able to make the trip, but was very...
Eric Knapp,
excuse me. Tyler's here. He's on the bench. He's one of the reserves. And should be able to get him into this game.
Nice cut.
Boyle fouls off the right side. Makes the count 2-2. So Jackson Boyle's 2-2 count. Got Devin Wasser, Rathman Area right fielder, on second base. Fastball outside, but the catcher blocks it just enough to keep Wasser from scampering down to third base.
I tell you, it's a long ways out here, but it's a really nice facility, and everybody's really been nice, and so it's a really good time out here in Nebraska.
Well, the Babe Ruth setup for visiting teams is really nice. You stay with the host family, and Boyle strikes out there on an off-speed delivery, a little bit off the plate. Very nice deal the way they set up for the boys. They stay with the host family, and Gary, Nebraska has really rolled out the red carpet for Rathman Area. They've got all the boys staying on the same city block here. Very nice neighborhood, and I heard nothing but great things about the host families.
At Caleb's impressed. They have a 105-inch TV screen, one of those video TVs that they're staying at. They're pretty excited about it. Our host family, they own a photography business. They're doing the pictures here at the park today.
Blake Bear, the second baseman, steps in. Shows bunt on the first one. It's a chopper to the second, to the shortstop. That's going to get the job done. Wasser over to third base. So with two outs, Caleb Gray steps in. A lot of good things can happen here with a runner on third base, the speed of Devin Wasser. Pass ball. Caleb Gray, he can really handle the bat. He steps in from the left through the stretch. Gray going the other way on outside pitch and fouls it back. 0-1 your count on Caleb Gray. We're in the top of the third inning, the Rathman Area, Iowa State champions, Scott's Bluff, Nebraska, Nebraska State champions, in the 14-year-old Babe Ruth tournament, bringing it to you live from the Oregon Trail Park in western Nebraska. Gary, Nebraska, the venue for this year's regional tournament. Swing and a miss there for Gray, and the count is now 0-2. O2 delivery here by Heinz, and it's grounded into the hole between third and short, and
scores a run.
That scores a run. The throw gets away from the first baseman, and Gray is going to wind up on second base. I think they'll probably score that in error, Brad. It was a really slow roller in between third and short. The third baseman got to it plenty of time, and they did score that in error. It would have been a hustling bang-bang play in order to get the runner, but scored the run for Rathbun Area. Scoring and striking first blood. It's the Rathbun Area All-Stars 1, Scott's Bluff 0. Victor Sanders stepping in, the Rathbun Area shortstop. Key lads from the left side as well.
That's a little home state hospitality there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that hospitality.
Well, if anybody has watched 14-year-old baseball, you're going to see a few errors in a 14-year-old game. And there's one right up the middle, handled by Heinz.
Oh.
Threw it in the dirt, but nice scoop by the second baseman. So we're going to go to the bottom of the third inning. It's the Rathbun Area Rebels. They scored one run on one hit, one error, and one left on base. We'll bring it back to you live from Oregon Trail Park after these messages from our great sponsors.
Pop quiz. Can you find your financial institution's loan rates online? Do you hear them on the radio? Newspaper ads? At Community First Credit Union, we're proud of our rates and we're not afraid of advertising them. After all, we always strive to put you first. Right now, we're offering auto loans as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit one of our 14 locations today. Community First Credit Union, putting you first for 75 years. APR is annual percentage rate, limited time only. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Tom Williamson, can you hear us? And we're back live. Third inning action from Deering, Nebraska. It's the Rathbun Area Rebels, the Iowa State Babe Ruth champions at the 14-year-old group. Taking on the Scotts Bluff hometown hospitality Nebraska State champions, Brad.
Yep.
Joe Sinclair here bringing it with you. And got a nice text in from Kevin and Jill and Cash K. Crawl. They said, way to go, Bobby, you and the rest of the Rathbun All-Stars. They're listening in the Crawl House. So we're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC at KIICradio.com at baseball from Deering, Nebraska. Caleb Gray brings it in on Brad Divin, the right fielder. Just outside there for Divin. It's 1-0. There's a slow grounder to the second shortstop. Handled on a hop, and a nice catch by Zach Betcher. Throw got away from the Rathbun Area shortstop, Victor Sanders Jr. there, and was up the line. Nice job there by Betcher. He came off the bag, up the line to catch the ball, and tagged the runner coming by.
Yeah, the runner wasn't too fast down the line, and Victor took it a little bit off that, since he had a lot of time, and he just kind of floated on him, yeah.
Got away from him there. Well, it's one out now. The Scotts Bluff leadoff hitter comes up now with one out. It's the pitcher, Zach Hines. He takes outside for ball one. 1-0 your score. Rathbun Area leads here. Oregon Trail Park has very nice green grass.
Yes, they do. I think they water it.
You know, 360 feet to center field sounds like a lot for our Midwestern field, Brad. But
yeah,
if you get up this elevation, that'd be probably like 335-foot field at home. That's why all those major league sluggers want to go to Coors Field and play for the Rockies, pads their stats at home. Another off-speed delivery outside there for Caleb Gray.
It was a home run in the first game. Lamar Colorado, boy, hit one out left center to end the game. They 10-run the Boonville, Missouri team.
Boonville, Missouri was the Missouri State champion. They were not eliminated, but knocked down in the loser bracket by a fine Colorado team.
Yeah.
They showed a lot of
a lot of prowess at the plate. 2-2 now. Last one was a strike on the outside corner. Caleb Gray probably going to come here with something off speed, right down the middle. And in on it is Jackson Boyles. Fooled him a little bit at the beginning. It was hit right at him, but he was able to back up and make a nice two-handed grab. Jackson Boyles was a nice catch out there in left field for the Rathbun Area All-Stars. There's a Blakesburg kid playing for the Rathbun Area All-Stars.
Yep.
Nice family there, the Boyles family. John helping coach there.
Yeah, we didn't really. Did you mention Blakesburg earlier? I think we forgot to remember. Because they play for
they play in the Albia League. Teams in the Albia. Yeah. Yeah, the Rathbun Area League is comprised of two teams from Centerville, a team from Moulton, a team from Moravia, and is it two or three teams from
Albia? Three teams in Albia.
Yeah, three teams in Albia. And the teams in Albia would be real similar to the teams that are represented in the Albia Little League. And the progression for Babe Ruth, for those of you that don't know, you play Little League until you're a 12-year-old on the first day of May, and if you're older than 12 years old on the first day of May, you move up to 13-year-old Babe Ruth. There's a pop-up on the infield, and catcher lost it, and nobody can quite get to it.
Caleb made a long run from pitcher's mound. Didn't quite get there.
That makes the count 1-2 on the center fielder for Scotts Bluff, Rob Cantrell. He bats with two outs here in the bottom of the third inning, Rathbun Area leading 1-0. Caleb Gray on the hill for the Rathbun Area All-Stars. Tristan Long calling the signs and catching.
In the dirt.
Pitching the dirt there, and even the count, 2-2.
I think it's 3-1.
3-1.
How they got it marked out there, I don't know.
Yeah, it is 3-1. 3-1. And going around the rest of the infield for you, it's Cole Kirby at third. You got Victor Sanders Jr. playing shortstop. Blake Bear at second. There's ball four. Just kind of got away from him a little bit there.
Slipped off the side of his hand a little bit.
And Zach Betcher with a couple fine plays here in the early going of this tournament. He's the first baseman for Rathbun Area. Your outfield is Jackson Boyles in left. We just called his name on a fine play. Hugh Sinclair in center. And Devin Glosser holding things in right field. Joe Loafing, the third baseman, steps in. Throw over to first. Nothing doing there. Set it up for you. There's two outs. It's bottom of the third inning. Loafing, the third baseman, steps in with a man on first base. Throw over and nearly picked off by Tristan Long. Nice job, Tristan Long. Gunned it right down there. I don't think that runner thought that he was going to draw that throw. But he holds a little bit closer now here on this 1-0 delivery by Caleb Gray. He's going. He comes a little high on the throw, but he's got it. What a great throw by Tristan Long. It was a very hard throw. A little bit high, but down with the tag was Victor Sanders, and the runner is erased. We're going to go to the fourth inning. Rathbun Area leading 1-0 with momentum going their way. We'll be right back.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Used 45 of them so far. I'm watching countdown.
back live from Deering, Nebraska. Houston Clef steps in for the Rathbun Area All-Stars. Rathbun Area leads as we start this fourth inning, 1-0. They scored their run in the top of the third inning. Sinclair grounds it right to the first baseman. Hard hit.
Candy hopper to him, yep, hard one.
So there is your first out for the third, or excuse me, for the fourth inning. Nice job there by Hunter DeMoss hustling out. He's the bat boy for Rathbun Area All-Stars. Good kid and well-liked by all the players. Tristan Long steps in the bat now.
One in the dirt. Just want to mention, you got a texter from the Romancos. Brian Romanco, he's one of our Tigers back home. He said the Romancos are listening and cheering on the Rebels, so thank you for that.
Yeah, and you can listen live in high fidelity on KIIC 96.7 or streaming on the web at KIICradio.com. Long steps in now. He's got a 2-0 count. High and outside, 3-0.
Also, Michael West listening in, saying great job.
Thanks for everybody for shouting in, and we got a lot of great sponsors back home. Want to make sure that we get them all mentioned. There's a pass ball, but it won't matter. Long hustles down to first base after ball four.
We're getting a few runners on base every now and then here. That's good.
Yeah, we've had runners every inning but the first one. Bluff Creek Archery is one of our sponsors.
Yeah, but, they got a nice facility in there. They
Jim Kegel, one of our baseball guys there. Fantastic baseball man there. And he sponsors the baseball for us here. And if it weren't for our sponsor, we wouldn't be able to bring this live action. And KIIC Radio, Joe Millage, got all kinds of equipment. And he can work with any level of technology.
Oh, that's a nice
Betcher steps in there and with the 0-1 count, smashes it down the third baseline, just foul of the bag. He'll step back in with an 0-2 count. Looks like he was looking for a pitch to pull there, Brad.
Yes, he does. He likes to get behind him. I think that left fielder is not doing him any justice out there. He may find out in a little bit.
They're playing Betcher pretty shallow here. I'd say he gets a hold of one. There's an off-speed delivery and a throw down to first base, long back safely, but he had to slide.
Sometimes that secondary lead will get you in trouble if you go too far sometimes with a good catcher. But you got to push the limit a little bit.
Betcher steps in with a 2-1 count. Hanks with the delivery. Big, slow overhand curve just misses inside. 2-2. Count even now on Zach Betcher. He's back for the Rathbun Area All-Stars. He's the first baseman. They lead 1-0 over their Scottsbluff, Nebraska opponent. And he swings right through a pitch there. Long back after the throwdown, and we've got two down after the Betcher strikeout. Colt Kirby steps in, third baseman for Rathbun Area. Bats from the right side, digs in the middle of the box. Hines climbs up top, throwing from the stretch. Fastball, right down central, 67 miles an hour. This night's he's got a good fastball. He's not been able to hit with his off-speed stuff the way Caleb Gray has for Rathbun Area.
Yeah. There we go. That's a nice hit. Enoch's going to get
in the gap, and a nice chalk base running by Tristan Long there. He hustled right down with two outs, the ball in play. A ball was hit soft enough that almost could have been a play at second base there.
Got two down, though.
We got two down. Justin Glosser steps in. Hopefully. He's a Rathbun Area right fielder. I'm going to see if he can't come through with a clutch two-out hit to plate the runner from second base.
Big hole there. Shortstop's helping hold on, so that helps a lot.
Low for ball one. Nice job by Mueller, their catcher. He's he's had a couple of tough pitches to handle there, Brad, with pitcher Hines hasn't really been able to get his off-speed stuff over, and sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. He doesn't really know sure where it's going to go. He knows where that 70-mile-an-hour fastball is going to go, right down the middle, and Bloss just misses his pitch. A little bit late on the swing. Foul just wide of first base. So it's 1-1 now for Glosser.
Let's
softliner, and it's in the dirt. Second baseman handles it up and kicking by half a step.
I was going to draw him off the bag there a little bit.
Little softliner there by Glosser. Second baseman couldn't quite handle it in the air, but was able to corral it and make the play. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Rathbunary is still leading 1-0, and we'll bring her right back after these messages.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new Old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back with Rathbun Area All-Star Baseball Action. It's the 14-year-old Iowa State champion, the Rathbun Area Rebels, taking on the Scottsbluff, Nebraska team just up the road here from Gearing, Nebraska. And we're bringing it to you live. It's at Oregon Trail Park in Gearing. Rathbunary leads 1-0. And we're headed to the bottom of the fourth inning, Brad.
Yep. Going pretty fast.
Going very fast. Said earlier, a big strike zone by the umpire.
You don't like him low too much.
Usually, but usually leads to a fast game. Jackie and Troy Underwood said to say hi to everybody. They gave us a shout out. Got a couple more texts here. Todd Ryan, he wants to let everybody know that the folks in Melrose are listening on 96.7. Stepping in here, don't believe we've seen that player yet. Brad, is that a offensive substitution here? Can you get a number on there? Number three. Nope, that is Joe Loafing, the third baseman, and he hits a can of corn to Hugh Sinclair. High fly balls. He hauls it in for the first out of the fourth inning. Yeah, that's 3,900 foot elevation. It seems like those balls jump off the bat a little bit quicker, Brad.
Yes, they do. Come right off the bat quick.
Catcher Matt Mickey steps in for Scott's Bluff. Caleb Gray, one pitch, one out here in the fourth inning.
Ooh, just didn't think that was going to curve as much as...
Gray with a curveball, it curved just enough to miss the jersey of his...
It broke a lot, but it broke late.
Yeah, it broke late. It didn't hit him as many things. 1-0 your count now. Caleb Gray comes back, fastball over the center, late swing there, and Chris Long's going to have a play over, just out of play in the Rathbun area dugout. Nice hustle there by both Zach Betcher, the first baseman, and Long, the catcher. Folks, absolutely stunning beauty here. You look out over the outfield fence. It's the western Nebraska plateaus. Chimney Rock National Park, just 5 miles down the road. Very historic place here. It's where the wagon trains that were going to California and Oregon kind of split. And some went to California, some went to Oregon, and they've got a lot of history here, museums, and I think the boys are going to get a little bit of culture.
Yeah,
the American West while they're out here.
Yeah, we've been driving around. I know myself as a family, looking around a little bit. I haven't got to go see any of the monuments yet, but
two floating off feet pitches by Caleb Gray, and he's down in the count now, 3-1. And I'm trusting the scoreboard for that, Brad, because I missed a couple of them while I was enjoying the scenic beauty. Gets past the catcher on ball four. He handles it back to Caleb Gray, the pitcher. So with two outs,
one out. Yeah, we had fly out to you out there in the center. So we had
center. Yeah.
Ty Benson stepping in now. He's the shortstop.
Left-handed.
That can't be right. Am I off?
Nope, that's correct. Ty Benson.
Oh, he's batting lefty, but I said he's
batting. Yep. He had a nice hit his first at bat. I think he was the...
He dropped one in out there, didn't he?
Yeah. Dropped one in right there in front of center field. Our Rathenary All-Star showing a little bit more respect to the Scotts Bluff batters. They're playing probably 20 feet deeper in the outfield than Scotts Bluff has been. Fake on the run. Ball one by Caleb Gray. And Caleb's off-speed delivery there floating a little bit on him.
Yeah, and he's meant to fall through a little better.
A little bit more snap with his wrist there. And now, there's a good pitch. Should be a can of corn for the right fielder, Devin Glosser. He hauls it in and makes the second out. So, a couple of balls in the air by the Scotts Bluff offense, but the Rathbunary defense getting underneath of them and hauling them in. Speaking of hauling them in, Molden Locker, and Molden is one of our sponsors, and you can haul in a beast down there, or a hog, if you buy one at one of these fairs, and they'll do a great job processing it for you. We sure appreciate the support from all the Molden folks. Throw over and gets away from Fetcher and Mickey, the catcher, winds up standing up on second base. Just a snap throw over there by the pitcher, Caleb Gray. A little wide at the back,
yeah.
With two outs now. Scotts Bluff has a runner on second base. Want to congratulate all the exhibitors at all the local fairs, too, Brad. You know, that fair time just wrapped up. A ton of work was done by all those 4-H kids and showing their projects. There's a lot of good things in rural Iowa, and that 4-H is one of them.
Yes, it is. That's a real good job. I know I was in 4-H as a kid, and a few tears shed as they got rid of some of their animals they've been with all summer.
Yep.
Oh, they get that paycheck, they kind of tear dries
that
up a little bit.
Well, it takes the sting away.
Yeah. I heard what some of the hogs and cattle were selling for, so I'm sure it was.
Well, I thought it was fantastic fair. Sure want to congratulate the Triple Crown winner, Brandy Lawless, for her exemplary performance there. Raised a champion herself, so that's nice to see it coming from right inside the county.
Yeah.
A lot of times you hear them coming out of state, but Monroe County exports good cattle. There's a soft liner between third and short, and the runner's going to try to score from third base, and he holds up. So we got runners at the corners now on that soft liner. Just a nice piece of hitting there. He found the hole. Give credit there to Jackson Boyles. He came up strong with the throw and got it into the relay man, and it was quick enough that the third base coach for Scotts Bluff held up the runner.
We've got a pinch batter or pitch hitter coming in right now.
It's going to be number
Donaldson, yeah.
23, Tristan Donaldson. He's going to step in on the right side to face Caleb Gray. Caleb Gray will throw from the stretch with runners at the corners, two outs. Rathbunary leading this. It's the fourth inning. Rathbunary is up. And it's grounded to the third baseman. Handled, over, and out. What a great play again by Zach Fetcher. The throw was up the line again, and Fetcher makes the play. Colt Kirby was handcuffed by that grounder. It was really sharply hit.
Yep.
He bobbled it, but it was hit sharp enough that he was able to make a hard throw, even if it wasn't accurate. And give the credit to Zach Fetcher. He's taking errors away from the left-hand infield.
About got ran over, threw him down the line, but the runner kind of let off a little bit, which is nice.
You know, folks, we're going to keep it here in between innings. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning with the Rathbunary All-Stars leading 1-0 going into this top of the fifth inning. But we're going to make a player of the game consideration here. And it's not going to be anything official. It's just going to be Joe and Brad's player of the game. And right now, I'd be kind of thinking Zach Fetcher.
Hey, he's really stepped up, made a couple good plays there today. Really saved the day. They had the a lot of runners on, maybe the bases were loaded, and dove over and got that ball and doubled up the guy at second, and then he stopped a few tough throws. Still was saying, you know, 14-year-old, sometimes a little late game can break out. You know, you want to be prepared for that, you know, because you just never know.
Well, the Raffin Area All-Stars, they are a loose team. They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
They might do anything on the bases. Billy Anderson isn't afraid to put down the suicide squeeze, hit and run. It's an exciting team to watch. And
plus, they all get along. I've never seen a team from so many towns mesh together that just enjoy each other, enjoy having fun. And I just that just amazes me. Yeah.
They, speaking of having fun, Quality Power Sports is renting boats and Sea-Doos and pontoons down at Lake Raffin today. So if anybody wants to cool off, have a little fun down at the lake, I'm sure that you'd be able to cool off down there. Some of our other sponsors, Cindy's Beauty Hut, Pete Harkness, man, that's the place where you go to get Chevrolet, Buick, Pontiac, and they're down in Centerville. And we appreciate their sponsorship. So, we're going to go to the fifth inning, and Jackson Boyle steps in. Got the top of the order here. Their ace is still on the mound, Heinz. Pitch in the dirt. Boyle lays off, and it's ball one.
We've got eight teams here vying for this championship. The winner goes to Virginia. And Nebraska, so happens, Scotts Bluff is the Nebraska champion, and Deering is the host, so they're here. We've got two Nebraska teams.
There's a line shot nearly over the second baseman's head, but he jumps to snare it. So Boyle's hit it on the nose there, but didn't quite find a hole.
Just got a little update from my daughter. I think Caleb has a blister on his throwing hand, so I don't know.
Nice
to do there.
Nice thing about having field reporters, we can get those kinds of updates. Blake Bear steps in.
Nice cut.
Jumps on him. 71 mile an hour fastball. Swings just under. He just missed his pitch there. I really think, Brad, that this guy's going to have to go to his fastball here as we get into the later innings.
Yeah.
And some of our Raffin area guys are going to.
Yeah, we're a hitting team, and that's why I think our guys play a little deeper. I mean, we're used to seeing some bombs. Anybody went down to Davis County and watched that tournament, there were some balls really put in play deep down there.
Well, Bear can hit a line shot over the shortstop's head, and it'll roll all the way to the fence, folks, because they are playing in shallow. Swings at a ball outside, makes count one ball, two strikes to Blake Bear, the second baseman for the Raffin Area All-Stars. They're batting in the top of the fifth inning with a 1-0 lead over the Scotts Bluff Nebraska State champions. Little pop up on the infield. Pitcher calls for it. One-handed catch. I'm sure that his Little League coach would like to see him use two hands on that, but he hauls it in nonetheless for the second out. Caleb Gray steps in. He's got his gloves on. He'll come in batting from the left side of the plate.
I have to keep the bottom left-handed glove, so they throw right and bat left.
Well, that bat and left, yeah, that extra.
That's what I wanted. I encourage him to do that. Ethan picked up a bat when he was a little baby, and always swung from the left side, so I just kept encouraging it. Or not a baby, a couple years old, had the plastic bat.
There's a ball outside. 2-0 the count now on Caleb Gray. He's looking for a pitch to hit here. See if he can't get a pitch to drive. I'll take a peek at the gun. 67 mile an hour slider. Really wasn't a fastball there, Brad. It had some movement and started out on the corner of the plate and squirted off. There's a hit over the center fielder's head. He's running backwards. And he makes the play right in front of the track. Just a little bit too much air underneath that one. So, we'll bring it back to you after these messages. Raffin Area 1, Scotts Bluff 0. Bringing it back in the fifth inning.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. then, now, and always. At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we are the sports leader for Southern Iowa. It's Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live Babe Ruth baseball action from Deering, Nebraska. It's the Iowa State champion, Rathbun Area Rebels, leading 1-0. They're the visitors, and we've had a pitching change, Brad.
Yes, Victor Sanders now on the mound. He's stepping in here in the fifth inning, which, you know, maybe it's Caleb's finger, but it's kind of good to do a rotation. In Babe Ruth rules, you can pitch seven innings every other game. So if you throw seven, you have to sit down a game, then you expect the other pitcher to make it seven. So I think this is a tactical thing that Bill probably wanted to do, try to rotate their two top pitchers and then see if we can't go a little more distance out of them.
Well, there are six to seven kids on this team who can pitch.
Yes.
But definitely the ace is on the mound this afternoon with Caleb Gray and Victor Sanders. That's the aces. So, substitution here, Andy Vandenberg, he steps in. He's not bad from the right side. He's kind of a stout-looking 14-year-old. He steps in. His team trails the Rathbun Area Rebels 1-0. He's a Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. Sanders, fastball off the outside corner, ball one. So we'll set the infield up for you now with Victor Sanders pitching. Caleb Gray goes over to shortstop. Still got Tristan Long catching. Colt Kirby on third. Blake Barrett second. And Zach Betcher on first base. Another outside delivery to the right-handed batter. And
first one was called a strike.
Called the first
corner.
Strike. Yeah, got the corner. I guess I was calling it from up here, Brad, because it looked to me like it missed the plate. But this umpire has been calling.
He's been flexible at time to time.
Yeah, he's at the big strike zone, and that makes the game go faster.
Yeah.
It makes the batter swing at it.
Unless your kid's batting, can get that call third strike kind of frustrates you a little bit.
There was one of those that we were the recipient of. Well, there's another one inside. It's 3-1 now on Vandenberg. I wouldn't say he would be fleet of foot if he got on board. He's a rather stocky young man. He steps in there on the 3-1 count. Sanders pitching from the windup. The right-hander delivers. Off speed. Swung right through it. It was a strike.
Something going on here.
The umpire is going out to talk to Vic Sanders. He gives him a ball. I think that might have got Tristan Long the catcher on the hand. I think the umpire's just giving him a minute to really nice job by the umpires. We've got three umpires here. Home plate is taken by John Linden. Jeremy Bertner's out there at first base, and Scott Gian is at third. Those aren't names that I know, but that's who's calling the game. Ball four. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Scotts Bluff, Nebraska state champions. So we'll bring it to you live here. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray from Oregon Trail Park. And
got another sub coming in there, Joe.
That's number 55, Mitchell Clark. So the bench has been emptied for the Scotts Bluff team. Throw over by Sanders. Nothing doing.
I take a moment here to mention the supporters of this, the advertisers, Moorhead Auction and Appraisals, Monroe County Farm Bureau, Advantage Real Estate, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, and then we got John Probosco, Weber Real Estate down in Centerville. So they're the ones making this possible. Some of them, there's others too. Just want to thank them. Everybody here was amazed that we're broadcasting this live today.
there was a guy in the next booth that's doing the announcing. He says he works for a radio station, and they wouldn't even let him broadcast his home games here. And so we're really fortunate to have Joe Millage in the radio station that's behind.
Bunt there to the third baseman, and nobody knew who to take it. Third baseman throws over just in time. That was a little bit of indecision there between Colt Kirby and Victor Sanders. They both got to it at the same time, looked at it. Kirby, the right-hander, was able to pick it up and fire over there on the sacrifice. And
good choice. He had the momentum going with him. So Victor's a smart pitcher. He doesn't make too many bad decisions out there.
Recorded the out. But we do have a great radio station there in southern Iowa, 96.7. I know that there's a bunch of those Centerville folks that love that classic country that are tuning in right now. You're going to listen for just a few more minutes, folks, of the Radisson Area All-Stars. The Centerville boys are on this team, Moravia, Moulton, and Albia. There's boys from Blakesburg on this team, and they were your Iowa State champions. Took everybody out in Iowa, and now they're going to try to do the same here at the regional tournament in Gearing, Nebraska. Sanders' second offering is inside. He's kind of missing over there on the first base side of the plate, Brad.
Yep.
This is a left-handed batter. That one missed inside.
It's kind of new for Victor, coming in relief a little bit. He usually is a starter. And
soft liner to the second baseman. Nobody covering on second. Over his head. And error on the throw there. And the runner advances to third. Really nice play there by Caleb Gray. And he knew that he could double up that runner at second base if there was anybody covering. And kind of a miscommunication there. Probably second baseman should have been covering there. But we are calling a 14-year-old game, Brad.
Yep.
And strictly an amateur baseball announcer here too, Brad. I want to apologize to all those fine folks in Centerville, Moravia, Moulton, and Albia that are listening in. This will be the first time I've had the great fortune to work for Joe Millage calling a baseball game. Throw over to...
He's out. He never tagged up.
The runner never tagged up at... second base.
Very good.
And
alert to his helmet. He ought to be...
Let me tell you what just happened here. On the error throw over the second base by Caleb Gray, the runner never got back to second base to tag up after the out was recorded. It was a fly out, so the runner would need to tag up. When the throw sailed over the second base bag, the runner just scampered down to third. And once they got set back up, Vic Sanders threw over to Caleb Gray, standing on second base, and the umpire recorded the out. So we are going to stay here. We're going to go to the sixth inning now with Radisson Area leading 1-0. And I missed that one, Brad.
Yeah, I...
I
also knew it.
And now that I think about it, it really makes sense because he was 6 or 7 feet off the bag, and he would have been out by 6 or 7 feet had the second baseman been covering. And just a great alert play there. I'd say that the coaches might have had something to do with that.
That's
had
to the umpire.
The umpire
for watching it and seeing it. You know, sometimes that don't happen either.
Well, we saw that one time in high school game. The umpire called the kid out for doing that, and that's not the umpire's call.
They got to appeal it.
The defense has to appeal that in order for the umpire to call it out. He couldn't have called him out there by rule unless the Radisson area defense threw it down there to second base and appealed. And when they did, they rang him up. So we're going to go to the sixth inning here. Victor Sanders steps in. Victor Sanders Jr. steps in. He's back from the left side. Big Vic, as his dad is known, is large frame man, and if Victor grows into that frame, we're going to see a lot of home runs out of Victor Sanders Jr.
Yeah.
They introduced Victor as the shortstop, but he's the pitcher right now. 1-0 your score. It's the Rathman area Iowa champions versus the Nebraska state champion Scott's Bluff at regional Babe Ruth action. 14-year-olds in beautiful Gearing, Nebraska.
It's a real tight game. The game before, I don't know if we mentioned it, was 9-1, Colorado beating Missouri. I think we did mention it. So,
actually, two-run homer in the to finish that game off the 10-run rule. It was 11-1 was the final. Colorado took care of the Boonville, Missouri team. Boonville just down the Sheraton River from Lake Rathman. So, pulled down the first base line, handled by Vandenberg. Andy Vandenberg. He's in there now at...
I'll tell you, hats off to this pitcher. He's really shut down a team that we put a lot of runs on the board usually and hit the ball hard everywhere, but might be a little nerves coming in. Never know.
Well, let's see if Hugh Sinclair can get the lid off of this thing. And he's bunting down the first base line, and it's a...
Oh, he got him, I guess.
He just barely got him. Bunted it a little bit too
close to the line here.
Close to the line, and instead of deadening it in the grass, it rolled right down the... Right down the
dirt base path.
Looked like that might roll foul, but the first baseman alertly grabbed it and tagged out Hugh Sinclair. Headed down the line.
Now we got Tristan Long stepping in. Two outs. First pitch outside in the dirt. Ball one.
Tristan Long's a right-handed batter. He's done a nice job catching. He raced a base runner, caught stealing there in the third inning. Takes a second look at one in the dirt, and he's ahead 2-0.
Tristan's a big, strong kid. Pitcher might be thinking not give him something too good to pitch, and he's trying to pitch around him too much here, maybe.
Well, Tristan gets through it, gets those wrists moving, and he can really put the hurt on a baseball. He can make a round ball flat.
Looks like they stepped back a step or two after last inning.
Curve over for a strike, 2-1 to count down. Heinz, the pitcher for Scotts Bluff, pitching from a windup here, and outside, 3-1. See if he doesn't give a nice 70-mile-an-hour fastball right down central for... Nope. Curveball, misses high. Long takes the base.
He's been walked every time today, three times.
I believe he scored a run, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he probably did. I bet mark it here. Yeah, he's our only scorer for the game, I'd imagine.
The courtesy runner for Tristan Long, and I think that's a good call. We've got the fleet of foot, Quinn McClurg, Centerville native. He puts the helmet on, and he's at first base with one out. Zach Fetcher, and a throw over. He gets away from the first baseman, and McClurg scampers down to second base, and he's not stopping there. He faces and comes back to the bag.
Would have been a good challenge. I'd like to see what would have happened at the end of that, I think. I don't know.
Well, that was a really good play there, because he is not supposed to look at what's going on behind him. He's supposed to look at that third base coach, and that third base coach doesn't give him the woe sign. He needs to keep digging like that's where he's headed. So Fetcher will bat now. No balls, no strikes. Second baseman holding against the runner. Pitcher steps off. McClurg really bothering the pitcher at Heinz here.
Quinn's really fast. He's we play against him in soccer all the time.
Now there's a bloop out to short center field with only one out. Two outs. Yep, two outs. And there's the third out. So we'll go back to the station now to give you guys some professional commercials. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray will be right back from Gehring, Nebraska.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
All right, and we're going to have a special treat for everybody. The cheer squad for the Rathman Area Rebels. The girls are going to give you guys a real quick cheer, and we'll introduce them afterwards. Here you go, girls. I don't know if that came in as great back home on the station as it did up here in the press box, but the Rathman Area Rebels cheer section is traveling with the Rebels to Gearing, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray here. And Brad, do you know who all those girls are?
Yes, we have a few coming in. Maybe Tiffany DeMoss will come in here and maybe give us a few names here in a moment.
I'll tell you what, in between the next inning, I think we'll just leave it here and we'll get Tiffany in here and she can tell us who all the girls names. Vic Sanders climbs back on top, and his first delivery in the sixth inning is over below for ball one. Over below once again. High 12-hour strike. Looked like it was about the same spot as last one. 1-1 to count. 1-1 to count. We might have a little technical difficulty here with the equipment. Got a battery that's going to need to be charged up, so if I lose you back at the station, Gail, we'll have the situation remedied immediately. Shortstop grounded to Caleb Gray. Long throw over, and just in time, he gets the runner. Record the out. 6-1. 6-3, excuse me, 6-3. So with one out in the sixth inning, brings up third baseman Joe Loafing. Loafing steps in, he'll bat from the right side. Beautiful curveball there by Victor Sanders. Swung right through it. Oh, and one, your count.
Second pitch, call strike two on the outside corner. And it's a strike. We got one ball and two strikes on Loafing. Ooh, nice curveball. Didn't go, though. 2-2.
Brad, I think I got our equipment issue addressed there just in time. Folks back home, Joe Millich has got equipment for all types of technology. Problem is, not everybody's as smart as Joe at technology. And there's strike three called. Strike three called. Victor Sanders runs it right past Loafing.
And I'll tell you what, it doesn't hurt to have our host family's got his computer up here. And we was able to plug into his laptop to get a little charge for the battery that saved the day. So what can happen when you're almost 700 miles from home?
Two outs now for Vic Sanders.
Just missed with that curveball outside.
Matt Mickey, the catcher, steps in. He's up 1-0. The Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, about 5 mile commute from just off the outside corner there, 2-0. Sanders very deliberate on the mound, Brad. He he likes to where he lands with his feet. He likes it to be flat after every delivery. When he really bears down, he'll smooth that out.
He's very disciplined. We've had a little trouble with this batter here, kind of 3-0.
Just missing?
Yeah, he's just barely missing. He's barely missing.
I'll probably try throwing the fastball here.
Right down
there
the middle.
We go.
69 miles an hour on that fastball. So, a little bit of a different look here for the Scotts Bluff team here with Victor Sanders coming in to close it out. Victor taking care of that first strike, receiving, getting the swing from here. And there's a grounder up the middle. Second baseman handles it. Throw over. Just got in time, man. What a great play. See, Zach Boettcher again. He gets up with him. But folks, Zach Boettcher is having a major league performance tonight for the Rasslin Area All-Stars. So, hey, I'm going to hand my microphone over here, Brad, to Tiffany DeMoss.
Brad's wife. He's one of the coaches.
And Tiffany knows who all the cheerleaders are because she's the coach.
Okay, we have Carly Knapp, Emily and Ashley Berry, Chloe and Lily DeMoss, Hannah and Lily Anderson, Anne-Marie Glosser, Maggie Boyles, and Kelly Bear.
Yes, they did a good job. Some of you were watching the other night, Tuesday night, when we was in the fire trucks. All the cheerleaders were in my truck as we drove around town, and they were cheering and hooping and hollering. We do appreciate everybody honking that night and supporting. And all the business that supported us coming out here, too.
That's a little hometown extra right there. A little hometown extra. And those girls grow up, have the aches and pains that us older folks get, Brad. They can get straightened out by Michael Judge's chiropractic office.
Yep.
He's a proud sponsor of the Rath Area Rebels, along with Greg Moorhead there, Moorhead Auctions and Appraisals. If you need to get your house refinanced at these low rates, Greg Moorhead would be a good one to give a call. He works there on the west side of the square along next door to Advantage Real Estate, Nancy Cassidy. That was Nancy's daughter that just gave the names of all of our cheerleaders. But, Advantage Real Estate, proud sponsors of the Rasslin Area Rebels and really athletics in South Central Iowa.
Yes. So we've got a pinch hitter stepping in now, Jevin Jensen, stepping in for Cole Kirby here.
Jevin Jensen, shout out to his Uncle Joel. Said to tell him hi. He looks at ball one to start the seventh inning. Rasslin Area on top, 1-0.
And Jevin plays on the Yankees this year, helping Albie. He goes to Eddieville Blakesburg Schools, but he's in our district due to where he lives. I think he's a farm boy.
He looks at ball two high, and he's up in the count 2-0. So he'll be looking for a pitch to hit here with his 2-0 count. Just on the outside corner. I thought he was going to call that a ball, Brad.
He didn't want to hit that one anyway. So.
No, that wouldn't have been a pitch to swing at if you had one strike on you. Two, you would. 2-1 to count. Right down the middle, and he swung right through it. Pulled the string on him a little bit there,
yeah,
Brad.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
He threw that heater right there off the outside corner. Off speed, just a straight change there, right over the middle. Jensen was out front. Evens the count 2-2. Jevin Jensen stepping in there.
Oh, that's nice.
That was a
59-foot curveball.
Yeah, 59-foot curveball.
For us, anyway. Those are easy. You don't have to decide if you're going to swing or not, usually.
No, that would have been an easy decision there. So the count goes full. And Jevin Jensen lines it right to the left fielder, though. Right at him. I mean, that was just a line shot. If that would have been in the gap, he'd still be running.
Like I said, their guys are playing a little shallow. They step back a little bit. We've hit the ball deep a couple times, but they're still playing fairly shallow and just went right to him.
The way Jensen dug out of the box there and got down the line, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't have a set of brand new spikes from Family Shoe and Sporting Goods there on the south side of Albee Square. Curveball right in there for Daniel Bunnell. Daniel Bunnell, offensive substitution here for the Rasslin Area Rebels. He bats from the right side. Down to count 0-1. Holds the bat down on the knob. Swings a slow grounder to the third baseman. Nice hop up and throw over across is in time. Two outs now. That brings up the top of the order, Jackson Boyles. Boyles will bat from the right side as well. So Jack Hines, able to take care of the first two batters. I see it boils at the top of the order, can't get something going here. And he does.
Yes, he does.
Looper right over the first second baseman's head and into the outfield, single. So with two outs and the Rafton area Rebels leading, 1-0 in the top of the seventh inning, Blake Bear steps in.
I'm not mistaken, that center fielder playing so shallow, if he'd have come up clean on that, I think he had ideas of trying to throw to first, but the way he was looking.
But he bobbled it just a little bit. Well, we really had some good hits that have just gone straight to, there's a comebacker to the pitcher that'll end the inning, and we'll send it back to the station when we come back. The Raspberry Rebels will try to get them out 1-2-3 and advance into the winner's bracket at the regional Babe Ruth tournament. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always. At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray back with you live from Oregon Trail Park in Garing, Nebraska. Beautiful plateau hills of western Nebraska. The scenic venue for this year's regional Babe Ruth tournament. And the Nebraska state champion, Scott Bluff, down to their last three outs. They trail the Rafton area Rebels 1-0. Very tight, well-pitched game. Victor Sanders trying to shut him down here. First five innings were completed by Caleb Gray, and he handled them on only three hits. Two hits, I guess, and Victor's given up one. Left-hand batter steps in there against Victor Sanders. First one's over but low for ball one. Ty Benson, the shortstop.
He singled his first time up.
He made it all the way to third that inning, too. Oh, beautiful off-speed delivery there. Fooled Jensen. Ty Jensen, kind of a prototypical 14-year-old, wouldn't you say, Brad?
Yep.
About 5'4", 5'5". Thin now, but he'll probably grow into that frame.
Nice jamming.
He called strike. He looked at called strike, too. And if I were Victor Sanders, I'd try to throw one there again.
Yeah.
That's a pitch I don't think that that Jensen can hit. And if he does, he'll probably fist it right over there to Zach Boettcher in the way he's been handling the glove. And he goes the other way with an outside pitch, and Boyles can't get there. And it's a leadoff single for Ty Benson. So Vic Sanders will be pitching out of the stretch here to try to close out the Scotts Bluff Nebraska State champions. Olson steps in. Eric Olson, the left fielder for Scotts Bluff. He's their number six hitter.
He singled both times. Maybe one of them was that little 20 thing in the first or in the third inning.
Sanders checks the runner, throws over. Not in time. Victor Sanders pitching for Rafton area. They lead this one 1-0. There's a man on first. Nobody out. Throw over again. Scott's bluffing the home half of the seventh inning. Let's hope it's the last inning, Brad.
Yes.
Sanders on top. He rubs up the baseball. Comes from the stretch. Strike on the outside corner.
Kind of a slow call there. I was kind of nervous there for a minute. I thought he wasn't going to give that to him.
Sanders climbs back up on top. Nice check to the runner. A little double play here if we could. And it's a liner out of play. The press box here, folks, doesn't give us a great angle to balls that are elevated quickly, so might delay our call a little bit on some of those that are in play or out of play. Got to watch them come back down into our field of view again.
To the portal.
Runner going. High throw into center field. Runner advances to third on the high throw. So, the situation now is we've got a man on first with nobody out. Man on third with nobody out. It's a 1-2 count. That was a strike. So we'll set it up for you, folks. Scott's bluff has got the tying run at third base with nobody out. Grassman area brings the infield in to guard against the squeeze. With two strikes, I don't think you'll see it on this one, though. Sanders from the stretch. Outside, 2-2. Two and two, the count. Third base. He brings it home, and it's late. Everybody's safe. The score is now 1-1. Probably not hit sharp enough there, Brad, to try to come home with that one.
No, it was a slow roller in the grass, and it really slowed down a lot. Blake kind of fumbled it just a little bit, and that runner was really coming. He had in his mind to make it home.
That was a, probably call that a fielder's choice.
Yeah.
So, let's hope we go to extra innings now, Brad.
Yeah, we got to.
Really the first defensive hiccup of any consequence here in the seventh inning for Rathbun area. Throw out the center field and then maybe a little bit of hesitation there on the second base. There's a strike by Victor Sanders. So Victor, take care of business here and get us to the eighth inning.
Yeah, we need to keep our heads up and not over yet. Going to bat some more. Hopefully shut him down here.
0-1 the count. Victor Sanders pitching for Rathbun area. Tied up game 1-1. Big slow curve. Catches the inside corner of the plate. And 0-2 now on Tristan Donaldson. He's the left fielder. Or excuse me. He is the second baseman. He's a defensive substitution for Eric Wolf. There's a foul out of play. Probably a nice job just to get a piece of that one, Brad.
Yep. Pop that off. Getting a signal from the coach. They might have something going on here in a minute. Nobody down. They need to get him over to second, that runner, and we want to stop him from getting there.
0-2 to count. Man at first. 1-1. There's one across. There's a swing strike three on a pitch off the plate by a foot and a half. And you're heading the count 0-2. You can throw it out there, and good things might happen. So something good here might happen, a little 6-4-3 double play, and come to our half of the eighth inning and make something happen here on the Scott Bluff team. One out now. Andy Vandenberg steps in.
Pitcher's just a little elevated there, called for a ball.
He's the first baseman. 1-0 the count. Rathbun area had the lead. They scored their run in the third inning. Scott's Bluff answers with one of their own here in the seventh. Vic Sanders trying to shut him down and get to the eighth. Vandenberg, the first baseman, prototypical first baseman, short and stocky and probably not real fast. I think we could double him up if we get a grounder to the left side. He's bunting. Pulls the bat back on ball two. 2-0 the count. In a tie ball game with one out, the score is 1-1. Scotts Bluff, Nebraska versus the Rathbun area Rebels. Cindy's Beauty Hut is one of the sponsors of the need to mention Brad. I want to make sure that everybody knows that Cindy probably did some of the beauty work on those beautiful young girls that gave us the cheer here a few minutes ago.
Never looked too pretty for radio.
Yep, we both are great radio faces. A lot of that radio hair, too. Yep. Lambert puts the count to 3-0 on that high delivery, and Long's going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Going to have a little conference on the mound. Kirby comes in from third. Caleb Gray comes in from short. Fetcher hangs out over there, stays at his station at first base, as does Blake Parrott, second.
In fact, making sure that guy don't try to sneak over to second, so he's got his eye on him.
And the conference is over. Long puts the mask back on, waits for his pitcher to climb up on top of the mound, gets into the crouch, gives the sign. Sanders shakes it off and throws over. Not in time. Throw over to first there, just a fraction late. Make the runner dive, though. Sanders has got the sign. He likes it this time. From the stretch, he fires, hits the inside corner of the plate. It's a 3-1 count on Vandenberg, the Scott's Bluff first baseman. Scott's Bluff wears a red uniform, red jersey, and white pants. Vandenberg pops it up on the infield. Blair coming in, makes a one-handed grab, and holds the runner to first base.
House number two.
Didn't know if the second baseman was going to go out there and get that one, but center fielder Sinclair came on and really made a running one-handed catch.
Yeah, quite good he did. That way they didn't have to think about running into each other, and you could just bear down on the ball and pull it in. Sometimes you get too many bodies in the same area, room for problems.
Brings up the number nine here, Brad Dunn, and he plays in the nine position, the right fielder. Runner goes, Long throws, and it's over the head again, but that time the second baseman saw it flying and was able to come back off the bag and catch it near the outfield grass.
We need to get the batter here now. Runner in scoring position, two down.
The result of that pitch was a ball, folks. So with a man standing on second base, and a 1-0 count, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Victor Sanders trying to pitch and deliver this thing into the eighth inning. There's a comebacker to the pitcher. He throws over to the first baseman. And we're going to extra innings, folks. Don't go anywhere. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray are going to bring it to you live from Gary, Nebraska. When we come back, Raph Venaria is going to try to untie this thing. It's 1-1 in the eighth inning. We'll be right back.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog is on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And as we go to the eighth inning here, Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing a live Babe Ruth regional action. The Raffinary All-Stars in a 1-1 tie, and it's identical lines for both teams, Brad.
Yep.
One run on four hits and one error for both teams. So a couple of real good state champions. Nothing but the Missouri River and 700 miles separate them.
Yep.
New pitcher in here for Scott Bluff.
Babe Ruth rules a pitcher can only go seven innings in one day. So Scott, one game, shall we say.
Scott Bluff brings in Ty Benson, their shortstop.
they move Joe Lofing over to shortstop. And looks like, no, that's Jack Hines. Yeah, they just switched. They just switched pitcher and shortstop. Caleb Gray steps in, batting from the left side of the plate. He looks at ball one low. Need a base runner here. Gray can really handle the bat. He had a great state tournament. Did a good job hitting the off-speed stuff, and that was really what he saw in that first delivery. Nobody on, but this pitcher decides to pitch from the stretch, Brad.
Yes. So, his style, I guess. Two balls inside, both of them.
They were both low as well.
Yeah.
That second one got away from the catcher. That might bode well for Raston area. We get somebody down there on third base here, and, a batter or two. And other way with a line drive, case hit into the left field. Gray rounds first base, held up there, and a leadoff single. Caleb Gray going the other way with it. Lines it to the left fielder, and Raston area has something cooking here with nobody out. Gray on first base. Victor Sanders Jr. steps in. He'll bat from the left side of the plate. The Scotts Bluff pitcher checks the runner. Gets the sign. And out of the stretch, high and outside for ball one. I've caught myself a couple times here calling it for the umpire, Brad, and he called it differently than how I
don't agree on everything.
Not
just today.
Not on everything. But that, we both agree that was a ball. Yeah. Oh, and it was inside in the dirt.
I stopped by the catcher. Two and out.
This pitcher's throwing exactly one strike, and Caleb Gray lined it into the left field for a leadoff single. He stands at first base with nobody out. Victor Sanders at the plate with a 2-0 count, and he hits a little squibber down the left baseline. Foul. That would have been really sweet if that thing could have stayed fair,
yeah.
Brad.
Nobody would have got that, I don't think.
No.
Caleb on second.
That swinging bunt is nearly impossible to defend. I do notice that their third baseman is playing in on the grass right now, though.
He's moved up a little bit.
I think he's guarding against the bunt, but the way Vic Sanders can handle a bat, 2-1 the count here, I think he'll be swinging. Inside and low, ball three. Raston area scored their run in the third inning. Held them off until the bottom of the seventh, and Scotts Bluff was able to tie it and send it into extra innings with a manufactured run. And there's a pass ball, and Caleb Gray will be standing at second base, and that was also ball four. So Hugh Sinclair steps in with
nobody down.
A couple of ducks on the pond. Nobody out. Sinclair gets the sign. Wouldn't be surprised to see a sacrifice here with a tight game and Vic Sanders on the mound, Brad.
Looks like they're trying to get a plan on what they want to do. Shortstop's going to be going to third probably. And
third baseman is in way on the grass. The first baseman is holding the runner at first.
Sinclair shows bunt.
And he bunts it foul. It'll be a one-strike count. So with one strike, that was a little bit of a modified suicide there. Kind
yeah.
of bunt and run. It's a good thing that Hugh got a piece of that, Brad, because
yeah, they would have had trouble.
The runners were going. A one-strike count on Hugh Sinclair.
Everybody's having a
Gray at second.
Thinking out there.
With Sanders at first. Sanders there by way of the walk. Sinclair swings and misses.
Third baseman in like he, you just slap it right by him there.
Mm-hmm. So with a two-strike count on Hugh Sinclair, Sanders at first, nobody out, Gray at second. Sinclair will be looking for something. He'll be protecting the plate here. Strike three, a great curveball. That's probably the best pitch we've seen from this pitcher. And he brings up Hugh Sinclair. Called strike three.
Tristan Long stepping in now.
Tristan Long's been part of the offense here today.
He's been on base every time with a walk. Maybe he'll, like, see him plow into one here. Now we'll see that kid has a fairly decent curveball. Be ready for that next time.
Yeah, that was And there's the same pitch, and it was such a good pitch that he couldn't even bunt. So
So we're bunting here, trying to sacrifice with one out, Brad.
Don't know if he'll do that again or not.
0-1 to count on Tristan Long.
Big hole out there, shortstop helping hold on. Caleb at second, so big hole.
He could pull one right in there and untie this game with one swing. And there's that curveball again. That's the third time he's thrown it, and it's been a strike all three times, Brad. I think
I wasn't sure about that one, but maybe it made it. Evidently it did.
So that umpire has got a large strike zone, and he likes the way that curve comes in there on that right-handed batter. It breaks right at his shoulder, dives down to the plate, and there is a straight change. Almost.
Probably got that high on him, yeah.
Yeah, just kind of hung a little bit high. I think Long should be looking for that curveball again here. Keep your weight back and get in the front of the box. Be ready to turn on this thing. Same pitch, but high. 2-2 the count now on Tristan Long. Caleb Gray at second. Victor Sanders on first. One out. Top of the eighth inning. Rathbun area tied up with the Nebraska State champion Scott's Bluff. We're bringing it live to you. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray from Deering, Nebraska on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Here's the 2-2 delivery to Tristan Long, and strikes out swing. That was a pitch well off the plate, Brad. We need to, with two outs here, we need to see if Zach Betcher can jump on one of those first couple pitches because they're better early in the count than they are late.
Yeah.
Betcher stands in there now. He swings through an off-speed delivery.
Even one single, too, if it's close, it's, I don't know if he can score a guy the way their guys are playing in.
I don't know.
We should be running here.
Really, there's a fly ball out of play.
That's good. Oh, good. Just out of reach of the first baseman?
It would
by the fence, yeah.
I think Betcher would have been able to catch up with that one. But that was a fastball, Brad. It just... That was a 56-mile-an-hour fastball. His off-speed stuff, I'm sure, down there in the 40s. Yeah. I'll get a look at the gun here on one of these curveball deliveries and let you know. So, 2-2 count on, or 1-2 count on, 0-2. 0-2 is the count on Zach Betcher.
Ooh.
That was a 60-mile-an-hour fastball.
That was just off the plate a few inches. Ball, two strikes.
There's a comebacker to the error pitcher, and he makes the error. Goes over, and walks away from the first baseman, and Rob Perez is going to score. Everybody's safe, and Vic Sanders is standing on third. Pitcher could not advance as the right fielder got to it quickly, but with the runner going from second base, we have untied this ball game. It is 2-1 Rathbun area on the error by the pitcher.
That was just what the doctor ordered right there. Now we have runners on first and third.
So Rathbun area got something cooking here with Colt Kirby. A very timely error there by Scott's Bluff. And we will take it, Rathbun area.
He was out by at least one step, if not more.
And they've got Betcher picked off. They've got Betcher picked off and back. And literally, they go over to third base, and Vic Sanders got picked off. Betcher got caught in a rundown, and Sanders was going to try to come home. And long story made short,
wheels came off the cart.
The wheels came off the cart. The put out.
It was past the third, I mean, but it was hard to get under that tag.
Yeah,
the ball was there in plenty of time.
The put out went 4-5. The put out went 4-5. We'll be right back from Deering, Nebraska, Rathbun area ahead 2-1. They're going to try to close it out. 1-2-3, Vic Sanders on the mound.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
To you on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com from Getting, Nebraska. It's the Trail Park and the Scott Bluff team, the Nebraska state champion, just fell behind 2-1. We are at extra innings. Vic Sanders takes the mound for the Rathbun area Rebels. He rubs up the baseball. He'll pitch from the line to the Scott Bluff shortstop, Jack Heinz. That's their leadoff hitter. He's their leadoff hitter. He started the game at pitcher. Set the defense up for you on the infield. Vic Sanders pitching. Tristan Long at the catcher's position. Little soft liner, that same way the last inning started off, a soft liner to the left fielder, and Scott's Bluff is in business. They got their leadoff hitter on board. They trail 2-1. Really nice piece of hitting there by the left-handed hitting Hintz. He just fisted it right over the third baseman's head. That third baseman is Colt Kirby. Caleb Gray at short.
See if I do a little.
Blake Bear at second base. Throw over to first baseman Zach Fetcher, and the runner's back in time. On the defense, we've got Jackson Boyles, Hugh Sinclair, and is that McClurgan right, or is that
I can't tell.
There's a throw over again. Victor Sanders is really worried about that run. I think he needs to really bear down on Rob Cantrell, the Scott's Bluff center fielder. He steps in there from the right side, holds the bat down on the knob, and ball one to Rob Cantrell. Rathbun area Rebels took the lead in the top of the eighth inning. Vic Sanders trying to preserve that win. Beautiful overhand curve, missed high, 2-0 the count. So 2-0 on Rob Cantrell. Rathbun area has their defense set. Kirby at third is in on the grass, guarding against the bunt. There's a strike. Fastball right down central.
You hit that. Count 2-1 now.
2-1 the count.
Nobody down.
Nobody down. Victor Sanders very deliberate on the mound, folks. Throw over. That's the third or fourth one at this juncture. He's got the ball back. He rubs it up. Looks in to Tristan Long for the sign. Gets it. And from the stretch delivers a 2-1 pitch, and there's a throw down on a steal, and did not get him. That's a miss with a sweet tag.
Yeah, it looks like he might have swept it.
Looks like the throw from Long was there on time, but that is a stolen base for Jack Hinds. And with nobody out, Scott's Bluff has a runner in scoring position for Rob Cantrell. The 3-1 count on him after that ball three. He might pitch in a little differently now with first base open, you suppose. Try to nibble at the corner here, Brad.
I
know. Bucket, and there's a pop-up. Colt Kirby should be able to handle it, and he does. So one out on the pop-up to the third baseman.
A first out's big. Helps out a lot.
Yes. Well, you know, a strikeout now. The loafing coming up. He struck out once already.
He struck out looking last time.
Yeah. So, you know, Vic Sanders, he's a very smart pitcher. He knows that when you get ahead of a hitter, that's when you strike him out.
So I'd say he'll be looking at an off-speed pitch here to start him off with. There's a grounder to the second baseman, handled by Bear. Over, runner goes to third on the play with two outs now. Scott's Bluff has a runner third with two outs. Brings in the catcher, Matt Mickey. So we really need to guard against the pass ball here. That was a 71-mile-an-hour fastball from Victor Sanders there. It looked like he was almost going to be able to get his glove on it, but scooted right underneath his glove to the second baseman. A heads-up play there by Blake Bear and records the out, 4-3. So Mickey steps in. He bats from the right-hand side of the plate. Vic Sanders climbs on top.
He struck out and grounded the second already today.
Sanders gets his sign and from the stretch delivers a curveball inside.
Get hit there. He kind of leaned in on that.
That was an inside curveball. Just didn't quite break out across the plate far enough. Big play come back with his fastball here. Try to pick a spot on the outside part of the plate. And that's exactly where he sent it and got a strike. That umpire's been calling that outside corner all day, and that was no difference. I think if I was Vic, I would live out there for one more pitch and then try to punch him out with that curveball inside. How's that for a plan?
That's a plan.
Yeah. Send Rath and Elliott to the winner's side of the equation. There's a late swing on a fastball, and Vic Sanders is up in the count. One ball, two strikes.
Win or lose, we got a party today. The host families are all sponsoring the barbecue for the Iowa boys today, so there's a little more of that Nebraska hospitality. So
really, folks, could not have asked for a nicer setup out here in Gary, Nebraska. Super nice people, and would recommend a visit to Gary, Nebraska to anybody. There's a pitch on the outside corner.
That's an offensive swing.
Fouled off. And Vic's got him leaning out there on the outside corner plate. I think right now would be the time to throw that curveball inside and ring him up. What do you think, Brad?
Be a good one.
1-2 your count. Rapid area leads this game. 2-1. Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Victor Sanders on the mound.
Just missed
that outside corner. I think it was just a little bit low.
Yeah.
So 2-2 the count.
A lot of pressure on a 14-year-old boy out there.
Well, you know, he's got a great off-speed delivery, and I think he's just afraid to throw it right now because of the situation that he's in. I know I'm nervous.
That's a batter. I mean...
There's a comebacker to the pitcher. Sanders has got it. He throws over. Pitcher game. He clears the out, and the Rathbun area.
Yes.
Iowa State champions advance to the winner's bracket. And, folks, we are going to cap this thing for you. When we come back, we'll have the star of the game, the player of the game, and the Rathbun area All-Stars, the Iowa State champions, advance in the winner's bracket with a nifty 2-1 extra inning wins over Scott's Bluff, Nebraska. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services. A legacy of life.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we are back. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing it live to you here. An exciting 2-1 extra innings win for the Rathbun Area All-Stars. And Brad, what a great pitcher's duel.
Yes, it was. It was a 2-1 game in extra innings, and you just couldn't ask for much more.
As a matter of fact, Brad, both of the Rathbun Area runs were unearned.
Yes.
There was not an RBI for either team today. The Rathbun Area All-Stars really got it done, though, on their defense. And that's why I'm going to cast my vote for the player of the game for our Rathbun Area first baseman, Zach Betcher.
Yep.
threw. He stopped a lot of balls, did a good job, and really played an awesome game. And just look at the scoreboard out there. For Rathbun, you know, it's two runs on five hits and one error. And for Nebraska, they had one run on five hits and two errors. Just that one extra error made the extra run.
Yep, and that was our play of the game, too.
That was our play of the game.
The final error for the Scott's Bluff team cost them the game. And we would be remiss if we didn't tell you when we're going to be back on the air, and that is going to be tomorrow. We're in the Mountain Time Zone, and we're going to play the Colorado State Champion at 11 o'clock Mountain, which is going to be noon back home. So we'll be on the air at noon back home, and we're going to be brought to you by these wonderful sponsors.
We got Jim Chapman, State Farm Insurance. We got Tracy Cassidy, Monroe County Recorder, Michael Judge Chiropractic, Steve Goodlow Law Offices. We have Moorhead Auction and Appraisals.
We're also going to be brought to you tomorrow, as we were today, by Bluff Creek Archery, Monroe County Farm Bureau, Advantage Real Estate, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, Moulton Locker in Moulton, Iowa, and John Trabasco, Weber Real Estate in Centerville.
And we got Pete Hartness down in Centerville, Chevrolet, Buick, Pontiac, Quality Ag, and then Quality Power Sports and Cindy Beauty Hut.
And I know we got some more sponsors. If there's anybody that would like to join the sponsor list, you can call the radio station, and we will be glad to advertise your company and products. And we want to thank all of our great sponsors for joining us to bring you this live regional baseball action. We'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock from Gearing, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray signing off. Raffin area winners today, 2-1.
Rebel Bandwagon, here we go.
Hey, thank you, Joe and Brad. Good coverage, good game. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. A little bit of technical difficulty there, but I think we got it.
Yep, and sounded good. So thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of your day, and hear from you tomorrow, then.
All right. Well, we'll get the equipment buttoned up here, and we know what we're going to use tomorrow, and sure do appreciate it. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone.